host, Shelley Delaney, and my next guest is Jim Powell. Welcome to the show, Jim.
Thanks, Shelley.
Oh, let me get you on the right microphone there.
Thanks, Shelley.
Would you please introduce yourself to those who may not know who you are?
Sure. I've been in Juneau since the mid-1980s. Worked for many years in regulatory agencies and was on the assembly for 9 years, deputy mayor of Juneau. And my new career for the last 10 years has been a professor out at University of Alaska Southeast. And why I'm here is, and the hat I'm wearing right now really is neighborhood association hat. I'm a member of the North Douglas Neighborhood Association.
Excellent. Can you tell me a bit about what is a neighborhood association? Who's a part of it? What do they do?
Yeah, it's a really good question. And it's pertinent to my – one of the things I worked on when I was on the assembly in the 90s was creating a resolution to establish neighborhood associations in town. And that's what we did. And there was an ordinance in 2002, I think it was, about – that created neighborhood associations. So if you're a neighborhood – if you're in the community – and you're not part of an existing neighborhood association, all you have to do is create one. You have the agency to be able to do that as a general public and say, these are our members. This is the rough geographic area. And then you sign up with the city clerk. And by doing that, you can get notice of city actions. Say there's an area plan or there's a big development or something like that. We have 22 neighborhood associations in town right now. It was surprised me because that's grown from about 10 or 12. And normally I've heard this, they're kind of militia in a way. You know, there's something that's being proposed or something by the city, or they want to redo a street or something, and they notify the neighborhood associations. They've been very reactive, actually, in the past. Well, this is an effort, and this is the first time tonight at 5 o'clock at the Andrew Hall, or what we call the A&B Hall. It used to be called the A&B Hall. All of the neighborhood associations will gather together. And the reason why we're gathering together really is to look at cruise ship impacts. Positive and negative. We're going to ask. And right now I've got an RSVP from about 3/4 of the neighborhood associations, which is pretty incredible. So we're looking forward to gather as a group and look at this issue as a group. And then what we'd like to do, we're the right people at the right time to really look at this. We now have a city task force that was created about a couple months ago, I guess in October or November, I guess they got going, on cruise ship impacts. And also you have the city assembly. And you've got all these things that we've done over the 90s. They started when I was on the assembly, in fact. And there's the biggest thing that we've done in this community, of course, is tourism best management plan. And that plan actually has evolved from a few things that they did to 96 things that are non-regulatory. And there's over 100 businesses that have signed up for that. I think that is a success. However, people are looking at capacity because we've grown from the mid-90s from about 500,000 to adding almost a million people. Or we're at 1.3 million people. So that's an incredible increase of people. So can we do it? Is there a capacity issue? I teach a class in tourism impacts. So I look at global impacts all over the world and cities, Venice, Miami, Vancouver, Victoria, in October passed a resolution that they're really looking at the impacts. They're concerned about CO2 emissions from their cruise ships. So it's a worldwide global issue. We are one of the big places in the world that people come to see. And we've done, I think, a good job, but we need to do more. And how better to look at the issue from a bottoms-up perspective.
From the bottoms being the neighborhood?
Yes, yeah.
The neighborhoods.
From the neighborhood up.
How did this meeting come about? Why are you meeting to discuss all this now for the first time?
Yes. Yeah, is if I need something else to do in the middle of my semester. Neighborhood association members came to me and they said, past ones that have been in the assembly and others, and they said, Jim, we need to do something about this, you know, and they're griping and everything. You know, we're worried about this capacity. I don't know what to do about that. So I said, let's start with the neighborhood associations. Let's look at the list, call the list. That's the method. Okay. If how do you outreach? Well, it's a nice way to reach many people because you go through the list and then they go, okay, I'll tell the members. And so that's what we did. We went through the list and that's what we're doing. And by the way, I should say, at first we stumbled a bit and we said, oh, this is just a meeting of us. And so the mayor and others suggested, I'll say strongly suggested, that it be an open meeting. Mm-hmm. So others, people can listen and come in. And I said, sure, we'll open it up. So it's an open meeting. But the focus is going to be on among the different neighborhood association members. And people can come to listen. In fact, we're going to give cards for them to fill out if they have things to add or impacts it from their perspective. But really, it's for the members and the representatives of that of those neighborhood associations.
All right. And so what are some of the main some of the main impacts that you plan to discuss tonight? Is there a formal agenda?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's an agenda. What we're going to do after we meet, and we're going to have some holiday treats. We've got some brownies and other things. We're going to meet at 4:30, from 4:30 to 5, just a social. And at 5 o'clock, we'll hit it off. We've got 8 facilitators, people in this community that have come together. And I have a lead facilitator that's come from Anchorage. And so she's going to help the process. Basically, the process is twofold. One, we're going to do mapping. Maps will be in all the tables,
okay,
and I will ask them to identify where and what level of impact they're seeing. Is it positive, concern, or negative? And we'll list those out. So we'll summarize those and see if there's any consistencies or new things. You know, there could be some gems out there that nobody has ever heard of, you know, maybe, you know, the other side of Douglas or something. So I think that we're going to find some gems out there, positive and negative. Of course, when you say impacts, everybody goes, oh, that's negative.
Well
I include
example?
Positive, too.
What's an example of a positive impact and a negative impact?
Well, the big one, that why they've come or why we want them here, are jobs.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they employ a lot of people. My understanding from Juneau Economic Development Council, it's over 25% of our economy right now. I mean, the only thing that is as bigger than that is government. And so it provides one of the cornerstones of our community. So
are these year-round jobs we're talking about?
No. That includes the whole impact, economic impact. So it's about 25% of our economy, you'd say.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and there's different ways. There's direct effects, indirect effects of how you would, you know, how would you evaluate that?
And what do you think folks will bring up as an example of a negative impact?
You got to go to the negative first. I think that people in Thane, as they come into town, as far as transportation, getting through town, congestion.
Yeah.
Takes you about a half an hour to get through. That's what I've already heard.
Mm-hmm.
People are concerned. And these are concerns. These are perceptions. And perceptions come from data and information and facts and also what you've heard around town. You know, there's whales. There's a lot of, you know, boats. But I understand under NOAA there's guidelines for that, but you hear that maybe there's too many charters out there. Who knows? So there's congestion on the streets. There's more congestion on the streets for sure. But I have to say again, I've been very impressed by the way we've managed this increase in almost 1 million people since 1995.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's pretty impressive. In fact, what we've done here, and I don't get paid by the cruise ship association at all, so I'll say that, is that the tourism best management practices is looked at by many other communities right now as a way of doing it. Because I think that, you know, we may need regulatory fixes, but I think that the smartest fixes, and if you look at that tourism best management practices, there are 96 practices in that practices document that they've signed on to. You can't go left on a certain street. I mean, that's pretty specific. If you tried to put that in a regulation, you'd be pretty hard to do. So I think it's a balance, and we have to take a look at that as far as capacity. People are concerned, especially with the new cruise dock.
Mm-hmm.
You know, NCL's buying it for $20 million. I mean, that blew everybody out of the, you know,
is that a done deal?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I have no idea. But I do know that it caused us to kind of step back and go, another dock, more people, we've got to make sure that we're doing the right thing and that we retain the quality of life that we have here. You know, people came here to be, you know, find quiet spots. However, in the 1995s and from then to about 2000, we had helicopters flying over neighborhoods and we had noise, studies done. We've come a long ways, but we need to go further.
What would you say is the main objective or objectives that you hope will come out of this meeting tonight?
I think there's three things. First, like I said, it's the first ever meeting of the neighborhood associations. I think that's wonderful, and it's a very appropriate issue for that together. So that in itself, just having a forum and a place for people to come together. Number two is to identify the perceptions of the different neighborhoods and actually locate those on a map and then list those. That's number three. Number two. And then to provide this information, we'll gather that information and give it into the formal process that's occurring already through the task force, that the city task force and the assembly. And under our ordinance, it created the neighborhood associations. That's our job, is to advise from our perspective on impacts.
How will the Alaska Native perspectives be represented and included in this meeting?
Well, I hope we get,
apart
since
from
we're
the
in,
respective neighborhood associations, they may be
right.
In.
Yeah. Well, I hope we, you know, we're in the A&B Hall, so it's a nice place for them to gather. But I hope to see them as a general public, and maybe they're a neighbor, maybe they're one of the members of one of the neighborhood associations. So we hope that through that process that we've established, which is really just through the neighborhood associations, that we'll get that voice. If not, we do need to reach out more.
And will there be any Q&A or interaction with in the discussion, or is it mainly going to be?
It's mainly going to be, I want to stay focused on the neighborhood associations. However, they do have that impact. And then towards the end, we'll summarize and collect the cards that we're going to give them to make comments on.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah. Well, it's what we came up with. We're kind of, you know, putting it together.
Well, this meeting may be the first of its kind, but it doesn't sound like it will be the last. I'm sure you're going to get a great turnout, and I expect it will be a lively meeting.
I hope so. I think it'll be fun.
Well, I hope you achieve everything that you want to tonight.
Thank you very much.
No, it was super interesting to talk about it. I'm sure it's going to be, I'm sure it's going to be very interesting discussions tonight. So, thanks for coming in and sharing that information, Jim.
Thank you. Powell.